good to be back in the house of the Lord this morning.
Am I here, man?
All right. Let's see, pass my beer and get that on there. There we go. All right, well, welcome you all to the church this morning. Welcome our visitors. All right. Want to do things a little different this morning. Brother Caleb's going to be talking to us this morning during the worship service, so I'm kind of going to preach this morning in Sunday school. And it's funny how the Lord gives you, thoughts. My thought this morning is about the truth. And I actually come up with it last night. Because, there's so many people that, in their view, they got the truth. But it ain't always the truth. This morning we're going to be in the book of John, chapter number 8. And I'm going to start verse number 30. Probably read down to 36.
Is it John 8?
John chapter 8. Big John. Verse number 30, it says, as he spoke these words, many believed on him. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, if you continue in my word, then you are my disciples indeed. Now, folks, we all know that we've been taught that the word is the truth. God's word is always the truth. Jesus' word is always the truth. It is impossible for God to lie. He cannot lie. He will not lie. Like some of us, there's certain things in the world that we just refuse to absolute do. There's nothing that can make us do certain things in our lives. Well, with God, lying is one of those things that he just flat refuses to do. It's the truth, always. Anything that you read in God's word, it's the truth. Now, you got this bunch that's going to try to explain all this stuff away. They're going to try to make you think and show you that, that ain't exactly what it said. That ain't exactly what it means. The devil is a deceiver. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you something. The devil knows God's word.
Yeah.
I mean, just Look, for example, I love looking at chapter 3 of Genesis. Because right there is the perfect example of the devil in his deception.
Yep.
Surely you should not, you know, surely God knows if you eat this, you're going to be like him. You know, after Eve just blindly said, hey, look, we ain't supposed to touch this. We ain't even supposed to look at it.
Yeah.
Oh, surely God knows. If you, the day that you eat it, you'd be become like gods. Building it up.
Yeah.
The devil's still building things up today. He's taking what looks like to be the truth, and he's twisting it around and conceiving man with false truths.
Yep.
Verse 32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
Amen. Amen.
How many times, folks, in your life, when you know if you told the truth, you would hurt somebody, and you try to powder coat it and go around it and try to make half-truths, little white lies, because you don't want to hurt somebody. I mean, we all know that. You know, I mean, I can't come up with an example right at the moment. But telling, you know, Jesus is trying to confirm to us here, you know, if we know the truth and we tell the truth, it's going to make us free. We may hurt somebody with the truth. They might not want to hear it. But it may be something that they need to hear, you know.
Yep.
You understand what I'm saying, church? Sometimes we try to go around with a little white lie and try not to hurt somebody, when in reality, if we just simply told the truth, then, yeah, they might shed a tear or two. They might get upset for a moment. But that truth, sometimes it's hard to take. It takes encouragement, you know, faith from the Lord. When you really love and care for somebody, and you don't want to hurt them, but you do know that you need to tell them something that maybe, you know, may hurt them.
Yep.
But you know, there's one thing right here. I had a telemarketer call me yesterday. And she said, I want to get you some free insurance. And I'm going to be honest with you. Unknowingly, not realizing what I was doing, I lied to that lady. And I said, there's nothing in this world that's free. It's going to cost me. It might not cost me nothing, but it's going to cost somebody something. Somewhere along the line, somebody's going to have to pray for that free insurance.
Yep.
And I don't want it to be me, so I can't afford it. So, goodbye. But the lie I told her is that there is something in this world that is free. The truth.
Amen.
Because it says you're free. You know, it's even like salvation. Salvation cost him.
Amen.
It costed God his son.
Amen.
It costed Jesus his life.
Yes.
There was a price. That's the reason why the Bible says that we are bought with a price.
Yep.
Because it wasn't free. Something had to be given for us to have salvation.
Amen.
And it was God's darling son.
Man.
But this truth of Jesus is what's going to set us free. Without the truth of Jesus, there is no freedom. I mean, we're living in a country today. We swear up and down we're free. Yeah, but don't pay your taxes and see where you wind up at. Break one of their rules and see where you wind up at.
Yep.
Amen?
Amen.
True freedom this morning. The true freedom of anyone is the freedom that we get through the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Once we're bought. Now, I want to show you something. I go buy a house, and I paid 30 years on that house and pay that mortgage off. If I don't pay the taxes on it, then what's going to happen? They're going to come and get it.
Yep.
But I'm going to tell you something. Jesus died on that old rugged cross. He bought me with a price.
Amen.
I am His.
Amen.
I have been purchased. It's paid for.
Amen.
And nobody can come and take me away from Jesus.
Amen.
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 The devil cannot say, hey, Jesus forgot to make the tax payment on you last month. No. I'm truly free because I have been bought and paid for by Jesus.
Amen.
And that's the truth. Folks, there's no way of getting around the truth. That is a surefire truth.
Amen.
We find in the same book in chapter 14. That Jesus says, if I go, I'll go prepare a place for you.
Yep.
And if I go prepare a place for you, I will come unto you again to receive you into myself. He's taking ownership. We belong to Him.
Amen.
And because we belong to Him, you say, well, if we belong to Him, we ain't free. Yeah, we are. We're free.
Amen.
And that's the truth.
Amen.
So ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. We're free. We ain't in bondage to nobody.
Amen.
Even those folks that's in those communist countries. And they're under the bondage of man and government. If they're a true, born again child of God, they're free.
Amen.
They're free. After all, folks, this old flesh is going to lay down one of these days, and it's going to be, you know, one of these days it'll be caught up and changed from the moment of the twinkle of an eye. They haven't got a permanent hold on it. They got a permanent hold on the church. Because then people are going to die. They're going to go away.
Yep.
But when you belong to the Lord, even when you die, that's when things get better.
Amen.
Amen. Because you're there in His presence. To be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Amen.
That which is dust, we return to the dust. But that which comes from God, we return to God.
Amen.
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 Boy, I'm glad I know the truth.
Hey.
I'm glad that I know the truth. That the truth has been revealed. My eyes are being opened to the truth.
Amen.
And that is the Lord Jesus Christ. All right. They answered him, we be Abraham's seed, and we were never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou, ye shall make free. Ye shall be free, made free. I'll get here in a minute. I'm going to give me some glasses. Ye shall be made free. In other words, they're like, all right, we ain't in bondage to any man. Folks, when I was a lost, dying, going to hell sinner, I was in bondage to sin. Living in this free country, so to speak, and being in bondage to sin. That sin had a dominion over my life. It was, you know, I didn't have no hope. I was lost. If I would have died in those days, I would have went to hell. But glory to God, now that Jesus has made me free, I am free from what? Sin. It no longer has a dominion over me. It no longer rules over me. I'm being forgiven.
Amen.
It's another truth.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
And Jesus answered there, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever commits sin is a servant of sin. Right there, Jesus plainly just told you what I just said. You're a servant to it. You know, you got this body is this flesh is the weakest part of our training.
Yes.
It's the part that's made out of this old earth, this old dirt. And it's weak. It likes to indulge in that sin. But that which lives on the inside, that soul and spirit. Folks, it really don't like sin. You know, it's like people want to call it a conscience. It's like when I was lost, when I'd done something I knew was wrong, there was something on the inside telling me that I was doing wrong. But the flesh loved it anyway.
Yep.
And most of the time it won.
Yep.
But now, since I'm letting the Holy Spirit of God that lives within me guide my life, when my spirit and his spirit are, you know, locked together and communicating, it's easier for the soul and the spirit on the inside to control what the flesh does.
Yes.
Is it going to be perfect? No. Because, you know, who can eat one potato chip?
Yep.
You think about that. You can't eat just one.
Yep.
It's because his flesh likes the taste of that potato chip and that salt.
Yep.
That ain't good for you, that processed food that's going to kill your body.
Yeah.
Even though the body knows that, and the mind's thinking, you know, these potato chips ain't good for me. It ain't good for my cholesterol. It ain't good for my heart. The body's like, I like the way it tastes, so I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard to fight against that.
Yeah.
But I found since I have learn as a Christian to depend on the Lord and his guidance, it's a little easier to turn away the potato chips of this world.
Yes.
The sin. It's easier to walk away from it.
Yep.
Do we slip and fall once in a while, eat one of the potato chips? Yes, we do.
Mm-hmm.
But glory to God this morning. Church, we've got a forgiving God.
Amen.
He knows we're not perfect. That's the reason why I forgive all sin. Amen.
Amen.
He knows we're not perfect. That we're going to make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
But the truth of the matter is, we know the truth. And that truth is going to set us free. And that
Amen.
Truth is Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
family.
You know what the biggest problem with our world today is? That they don't know that the truth is Jesus.
Yeah.
They don't know that Jesus is the truth. They'd rather believe a lie and be damned than to know the truth.
Yep.
That's so much pleasure in it. You got to admit, this human body, this old flesh. Folks, this morning, it loves. It loves. Pleasure. And that's what it seeks, is pleasure. Why do you think Carowinds, Disney World and Land, all these places they make so much money? It's because they're reaching and trying to please and give pleasure. And people seek that.
Yep.
Now, am I saying if you go to Carowinds, you're going to go to hell, you're going to be lost? No, no, that ain't what I'm saying. I'm just saying that the world knows how, the devil knows how, to deliver pleasure.
Yes.
That is going to get your mind off of God and get it on the things of the flesh.
Yes.
And folks, how do we fight that? By knowing the truth. By following the truth.
Amen.
We need this morning. America needs to wake up and see the truth.
Amen.
They need to see, they need to know and hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. They need to know that somebody died and paid for those sins that they're committing. That all they got to do is just accept and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
But they turn a blind eye to it because it don't bring pleasure to their flesh. They don't think. I'm going to tell you something. Church, I'm satisfied as a Christian.
Amen.
I find pleasure in coming to church. I find pleasure in worshiping with y'all folks. I find pleasure when we have fellowship with one another.
Amen.
It's satisfying to be around people who believe like I do and love the Lord like I do.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. The world is so dead set about, you know, their truths, what they believe to be truths, when the devil's got them blinded what the truth really is.
Amen.
We would find in our families, you know, we... My family, just like yours. I'm talking about family overall. I'm spreading beyond, you know, spouses and children and sisters and brothers. I mean, just families as a whole. They don't get along. There's turmoil.
Yeah.
There's bitterness. And what has caused this? I believe lies. Or, you know, one person's opinion is different than another. You know, sometimes we've got to agree. How does that go? To disagree, agree to disagree, or something I don't like that. But, you know, we need to find the truth.
Amen.
Our families need to find the truth. and the truth of Jesus.
Amen.
And without him, we're not going to have the full truth, because the devil is never going to give you a truth. I'm going to tell you something. There is no such thing as a half-truth. Because a half-truth is a half a lie.
Yep.
A truth has to be 100% the truth. Have you heard that? I know you have, the old saying. Well, that guy ain't got a leg to stand on. In other words, he has made a statement or done something that he cannot justify or prove.
Yeah.
Or prove. I'm going to tell you something. When you're standing on the truth, you always got something to stand on.
Amen.
Because the truth is going to bring out the truth. You know, whatever. Us as Christians, we need to be as truthful as possible.
Amen.
Matter of fact, we need to be completely truthful.
Yes.
To be honest with you, I have found in my own life, you know, like I always say, you know, the only person I can really give you a good example of is me. Can't give you an example of somebody else in here. I have to be the example because I know me more than I do anybody else in here. But, you know, I have found I've let people down.
Yep.
Because I have said or promised that I was going to do a certain thing and ain't been able to do it. Not because I didn't want to. But, you know, time is definitely not on our side. Amen? Time comes and goes at its same speed. And it don't wait on nobody. Amen? That's another one of your truths. You can believe it. Time don't wait on nobody. You can stop a clock, but time continues on.
Yep.
Amen.
Amen.
Which one of us is going to reach up there and stop the sun and the moon and the earth from turning? Almighty God got all those things spinning, and you're not going to stop it.
No.
Amen. Now, reading the last verse, 34, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin, and the servant abide not in the house forever, but the son abide forever.
Amen.
If the son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed.
Amen.
I'm free this morning.
Amen.
Because I have allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to come into my life.
Amen.
Leading God. I'm going to tell you something, folks. I've been preaching a lot about faith. It's because I believe it.
Amen.
I believe in faith.
Amen.
I believe in the truth. I believe in the Holy Ghost of God. I believe it lives within me. I believe it guides me in everything that I do. Not just church things, but things I turn in my life.
Amen.
Folks, without faith, without the truth, I just don't see myself. With the Lord living within me, His Spirit, He has opened my eyes. There's things that I don't see. But He's opened my eyes to a world that is swatted of lie, hook, line, and sinker.
Yep.
They don't ask for proof anymore. They just take it, you know, well, he's a well-educated man. He knows what he's doing. And they just take it up, you know, they just take man's word without any proof. But then they'll turn around and question, well, prove to me that there's a God. Folks, did you hear that?
Yep.
They'll believe a man, it's a lie. With no question. But then they'll turn around and prove to me that there's a God.
Yep.
It's the kind of world we're living in. Amen?
Amen.
I don't have to prove to anybody there's a God. I don't have to prove it to anyone. I know that He is real. I know that He lives within me. I know He's a leading God in my life. And if they want proof, look at what not I've done, but what God has done for me and through me.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
You know, some people think, well, you know, you're a Christian and everything's supposed to be just hunky-dory, peachy king in your life. I'm going to tell you something. It is not. Christians have problems just like everybody else does. The only difference is we got help.
Amen.
And that faith, belief. God will try it sometimes. Just to see how strong the faith is. Or to help you build better faith.
Yep.
I'll tell you one thing. What we have been through in the last year with Christy and her sickness. I'm going to tell you something. On the back side of this thing, I am a stronger Christian. I have better faith than I ever had before.
Amen.
Because I have seen God work. I'm going to be honest with you, folks. There was times back, mostly last summer, I thought I was going to lose her. But look, no oxygen. Our heart's working just as fine as far as we know. She has setbacks. She had a setback with that RSV.
Yep.
But it has strengthened me so much. And I know it has hurt.
Right.
Because we believe and pray, we seek God even, you know, when everything's falling all to pieces. He's still there.
Amen.
He's still in control.
Amen.
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 Now, I'm going to make a statement here. Brother CJ just walked in. Back when I first bought that old white truck, he's like, transmission come out of it the first month. He said, what are you going to do? I said, well, I'm going to go get the transmission fixed. Well, what happens if the motor goes? Well, I'm just going to depend on God. Yep. Well, that's what I'm doing, because it went.
Yep.
God will take care of it.
Amen.
Did he take care of it last week? No. You going to take care of it next week? Probably not. But I have faith to know that He will.
Amen.
In His time.
Yes. Right. Amen.
In His time. Mm-hmm. I've got that faith that I know that He will.
Amen.
No matter what. He will take care of it.
Amen.
Glad you walked in, brother. I get to use you for an example this morning. But God is good, folks, and we got to realize one thing this morning, the truth. It will set us free.
Amen.
And that truth is the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Okay. Stay in prayer, please.
Heavenly Father, we thank you. We thank you for your truth, how you have revealed it to us, that we can come to know you and your salvation, Jesus Christ. Lord, we pray that you just continue to teach us and guide us. Thank you for Pastor Joy preaching the word. Speak the truth into our lives. We may obey and set our hearts and lives apart for you to bring you glory. Father, just continue to reveal your truth to us and give us the strength to say yes, Lord, and obey you in your work, your ways. Continue to guide us in this service today. To honor and glorify you. We thank you for your great salvation. We thank you for setting us free. We thank you for guidance in your ways. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Thank you.